Hello everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be doing a rice dish that contains spinach, peas, and fried chicken. So I really haven't really named this dish yet. I've just been making it for a long time, and I just remembered, so I thought I'll do a video. Probably we'll call it something like spinach and fried chicken rice. So let's get started. I'm going to show you what we're going to need here. So a couple things that I've prepared ahead of time. Here, and I've got one onion that I fried up. And if you see, it's not dark brown, but it's not sauteed either, but it's just about fried, just pan fried. And I had to get this video where I had to prepare the chicken and the onions just to cut down the time of the video. I have here two chickens that I marinated. I have got a video on how I fry chicken, and I will post it right up here. And you can see, you will be able to go into it straight away into that video, and it shows how I make my fried chicken. Same way, I just added some garlic, ginger, lemon pepper, salt, and that's it. And I just mixed it up and I fried it up. So, and now to go healthy for this dish, if you don't wanna fry the chicken, deep fry the chicken, you can pan fry it too. So, you know, we just like it. I've just been making it with fried chicken, deep fried chicken, so I'm gonna stick with it. I've got here about 2.5 cups of baby spinach that I've just roughly chopped up. I've got 1 cup of frozen peas, green peas. I gotta show you here, I've got dill weed. I don't know if you've ever seen fresh dill weed, but it smells really, really good. We're gonna be using about 1.5 tablespoons, and we're gonna just chop it up roughly, and we're gonna be using that. We're also gonna be using 1 tablespoon of green chutney and 1 tablespoon of ginger and garlic fresh. We also are gonna be putting in salt to taste. I have here about 2.5 cups of rice that I just washed. I soaked it for about 30 minutes and I drained it. So it's ready to go. And then we're gonna be using about 3 cups of boiling water to make our rice. So in the same pot here that I fried my onions in, we're gonna use the same oil in there. You can see that it's the same oil. I'm just gonna turn it on. Now the two things that we've prepared, the onions and the chicken, are gonna go in last. So I'm just gonna warm up the oil here, and I'm just gonna add just a little bit more oil in here. So a total of maybe 2 tablespoons of oil. And the oil that I used in here, you can use canola oil if you like, but the oil that I used was the same oil that I used to deep fry my chicken. So it just gives it a lot of flavor. So into this oil, once it warms up, we're gonna go ahead and add our ginger and garlic and our green chutney. I'm just gonna fry this up just a little bit so it can get the flavors. It infuses all the flavor into the oil here. Now I have it on high right now, which is perfectly fine. Just wanna get the oil nice and hot. Okay. Once our ginger and garlic just fries up just a little bit, it's already going, just like so. We're gonna go ahead and add our spinach in here. And this is a great dish because my kids get all, most of the vegetables in here, and you can even add potatoes if you like into this dish. Sometimes if I feel like it, I will chop them up into small bite-sized pieces and I'll use that. So our spinach is going. Okay, as our spinach is frying up, I'm gonna go ahead and add my dill weed in there so that gets all flavorful. And it's just a really great dish because the dill weed gives it a kind of a guessing game that, you know, something tastes really good in there, but people can't really make out what's in there. Got the dill weed going, okay? Once our dill weed is all nice and infused, we're gonna go ahead and add our peas in there. Fry those up just a little bit. So this is basically a really, really fast dish. Once you've got the preparation done, as far as the chicken fried up and the, you know, the onions done, it goes pretty quickly. So just want to get these just a little bit fried up, and then what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to go ahead and add our water in here. Okay. So 1.5 cup of rice, 3 cups of water. Okay, at this point, I'm just gonna go ahead and flavor it with a little bit of salt. Okay. Go ahead and add our rice in here. And the rice should cook really quickly, just because I had it soaking for about 30 minutes. Okay, we're just gonna wait until the water comes to a boil. So I've got my rice boiling here for about 3 minutes, and this is really, really important for you to see that if you see the rice here, it looks really nice and long grain right here. I use basmati rice, and this tells me that the rice is almost halfway done. So I'm pretty much okay with putting everything else in, covering it up, and letting it cook covered on low for another 6 to 7 minutes. So, and I will be doing a video. I've gotten a lot of people wanting to know how to boil the perfect rice. So at this point, excuse me, I'm gonna go ahead and add my onions. Okay, just gonna mix that in. I'm gonna turn my stove on to low at this point because I want my rice to get cooked. And then I'm going to go ahead and add my chicken in here and everything else that's, and I did not drain it on a paper towel because I wanted the flavor of the oil to go into the rice. Okay, I'm gonna give it a quick toss here. At this point, we're done with our cooking. I'm just gonna cover it up. And we're gonna leave it for another 5 minutes. When we come back, I'm gonna show you how our rice is gonna be all the way cooked through. So it's been about 7 minutes. Just opening this in front of you here. What we're gonna do now is we're just gonna slowly move the bottom rice on top. Like so. And another thing that I forgot to tell you is you can serve this rice just the way you see it, or we could add some barbecue flavor to it. And I'm gonna go ahead and add some barbecue flavor to it by just warming up a piece of coal. I use organic coconut coal. I'm just gonna put that right here in the middle. Then I'm going to go ahead and I've just been warming up my coal here on the stove. Just gonna put that on top. Put just a little bit of oil. Don't use canola oil, but use any other oil. It's perfectly fine. I'm gonna cover that up. And then I have a little hole here. I'm gonna make sure that I go ahead and cover that too, so I don't lose any of the smoke. My stove is on completely low. It's just holding the temperature just until we have dinner. So I'm just gonna let this barbecue smell infuse with the chicken dish, or the chicken and the rice dish here. When we come back, I'm gonna show you how I'm gonna present this dish. All right, so we're here with our chicken and it smells amazing with the barbecue flavor. And I just wanna go ahead and show you how we're gonna serve this up. So you just wanna get a really nice big platter. Go. Chicken is really nice and soft, juicy. And it's really a great dish because if you've got people, if you're inviting some people and you know that some people eat dark pieces, some people eat just white pieces. This is a great dish because, you know, the whole chicken, when you do a whole chicken, it has, you know, the dark and white meat in it. So everybody is happy. Actually, I want to put this piece back in here and just get a really small white piece for myself. There we go. Okay. And we're going to serve this up with a carrot and macaque pickle that I made. I have a video of that, and if I don't, it should be coming up next week. Go ahead. Put that on the side right there. Try some chicken. You can guarantee you, if you make this, you are gonna love it. It is so delicious with the barbecue flavor. A little bit of the dill is coming through. And then if you're going to serve that up with the carrot pickle, burst of those peas, spinach, soft and juicy chicken. I mean, I can go on and on about this because it is really, really delicious. Give this a try. Please send me comments my way. If you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button right there. If you have any questions, go ahead and comment on YouTube or send me an email. Thank you for joining me on this great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.